I don't do X. I don't do Y. I was listening to author Lisa Turkhurst, and she was sharing that she has a long list of things that she doesn't do. And in this particular example, she was saying, I don't do the ocean. I don't go into the ocean. That was her response when her friend invited her to grab the boogie board and go in the ocean with her. And she was reflecting on a lot of things that she says she doesn't do, but she realized that she was shutting herself off from opportunities to experience fun and play and discovery and just try new things. It's something I've been thinking about recently in my dream big conversations that I've been having with women who are sharing their dreams. And a lot of times they admit that they've held themselves back because they don't advocate for themselves, or they don't speak up, or they don't want to put themselves out there. And they keep saying that as if it's the identity that they are supposed to assume forever. And they keep saying, I don't, I can't, I haven't. But the only way in order for us to get uncomfortable is to start doing things. So we need to say, maybe I don't like to, or I feel uncomfortable to, but I'm going to, right? We need to take a step forward and start doing things. We need to live in the land of possibility and live in the land of action. A lot of people aren't getting what they want in life simply because they don't take any action to move themselves forward. So think for yourself, what are the things that you normally don't do? Now, there's a difference between things that you don't do and things that you simply feel uncomfortable with and you're never going to feel uncomfortable with. But I would encourage you to test that discomfort and see, is it something that's truly out of alignment for you? Or is it something that you could embrace once in a while, even if it's not your favorite thing to do? Because sometimes we just need to put ourselves in situations where we're not comfortable. Because that's where we grow, right? And that's what having a growth mindset is all about. So I'll give an example. I don't like yoga. It's not my favorite thing to do. I really don't feel like my body moves in such ways. But even though I don't like yoga, I'm not opposed to doing yoga once in a blue moon. I could still put myself out there and do it occasionally. Because I understand the benefits of yoga. I know that it's good for my body. I know it's good for the mind-body connection. I know it also allows me to stretch, and it just allows me to be uncomfortable, but in a way that has benefits to me. So sometimes just ask yourself, are the things that you're not doing, are you completely closed off for life? And if you're closed off for life to these opportunities, is it holding you back? Now, if I never do yoga for the rest of my life, I think I will be just fine. But what if I said, I don't do public speaking? How many opportunities would I be closing? Or what if I said, I don't go to networking events? Or I don't go to networking events alone? How many opportunities would I be closing off? I used to be uncomfortable going to networking events on my own, so I'd always go with a friend. But I realized if I'm trying to achieve certain business goals and also certain personal goals and professional goals, I need to be at these events and spaces, and not all of my friends are desirous of going to these things. And then the logistics of coordinating with other people and, you know, all of that just slows the process down. So guess what? I had to start going to these events on my own, and it's been just fine. And I've been able to make great conversations and expand my network because of that. So there is a direct impact on future opportunities for myself because I started putting myself out there and because I changed the I don't to, well, I'm going to now start doing. So just keep that in mind for yourself. What are some pivots that you can make, and how can you start to live in a land of action instead of a land of I don't? Until next time, continue to serve yourself, your loved ones, and your communities from a full cup.